Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Almost 14 years he's been hanging out with us. And in fact, 13 years. And he is a veteran journalist, a former commodities trader. That means he's still got ice water in his veins. He's one of our global thinkers, folks. He's the author of the watershed book, China Inc., which is still an important book. Also, Shock of Gray. Many of you see his important pieces in New York Magazine, Harper's Magazine, Esquire, etc. He's our good friend Ted. Welcome back.
So glad to be with you, Jim. What an interesting time to talk about this stuff.
Well, it is. And one of the things, though, I want to talk about before we get into any kind of specific geopolitics is you say that the trade deficit, which is a lot of people, you know, get all torqued up about, the trade deficit that America has, and we have it with dozens and dozens of countries, maybe almost everyone we do business with. They misunderstand the trade deficit. What are we misunderstanding?
Well, the trade deficit just counts the value of the final value of a good that's shipped out of the country to the United States or on the other side from the United States to another country. So Exhibit A on this, Jim, is when an iPod, let's say it's the top of the line, iPhone, I have the top-of-the-line iPhone. It cost me $1,200. I think Apple makes like 40% on it. So let's say that it ships out of China as an $800 product. All that $800 is counted towards China's trade account with us. So it would be surplus to them. But it has hundreds of parts in them that come from all over the world, many from the U.S., many with intellectual property attached to them that gets a residual. And the total benefit to the Chinese economy in terms of the profit of the companies doing business in China is very, very small. On one of the late model, but not the latest model, iPhones, a study was done where only around $10 in profit for each phone accrues in China on that $800 item shipped out. And the rest of that value comes to all of the other global players, most especially in the U.S. And then when in the U.S. you get that extra value, you know, you'll get that 40% margin.
A Boeing 787 isn't manufactured in a plant, in one plant, the plant that it rolls out of. It's assembled in that plant with pieces from all over the world. I mean, the left wing is made one place, the right wing is made in another place, the horizontal stabilizer is made one place, the vertical stabilizer is made another place, et cetera, et cetera.
And then when Boeing puts all those pieces together in a U.S. plant, let's say, you know, it's marking them up from its suppliers to its final customer.
Right.
But the whole value of the plane as it's sold is counted towards our trade account.
There's another thing. There's another thing that we're missing, that people are missing, I think, too. And I heard somebody misunderstand this the other day when they spoke. They were talking about how consumers are not benefiting from globalization. Well, that's not true. I mean, your job might be infringed upon because of globalization, but the last time you bought a polo shirt in somewhere, you probably paid about a fourth of what it would cost if that shirt had not been made in Indonesia or Korea or somewhere like that. And so,
shocking is I'm about to have my 60th birthday, and I went to go buy a rugby shirt, you know, a long sleeve rugby shirt. It was about the same price that my parents paid for it when I was in high school.
Right. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, you know, so look what that does to inflation. Never mind how much it saved you, but look, inflation, because of globalization, because of technology, inflation may wind up being a non-issue.
Well, let's just bookmark that for 1 second and talk about this other account that is in our trade picture, and it's the capital account.
Right.
And that's the amount of money that floods into the United States to buy real estate, to buy stocks and bonds, to buy heavy equipment that stays here. In that account, which is often paid, I mean, the money that goes into that account is often the money we're shipping abroad in trade.
Right.
That comes back into the United States. And in that account, the capital account, we have a $30 trillion with a T, $30 trillion surplus.
So how big is the deficit?
The deficit, you know, that's counted year by year. So
the trade deficit, you know, how much?
With China, I think it's around, what is it, $300 billion right now, maybe getting close to $400 billion.
Just with China?
Yeah, that's mostly our trade.
Yeah.
OPEC is a big part of our trade deficit.
Hold
too.
On to that. Yeah, we're going to get into this some more. We always get smarter when Ted Fishman joins us, and so we are. Quick break, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.